Today's shiur is Masech Baba Metzia Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. As we have discussed in the previous shiur, the Gemara has a discussion if roichiv, if riding on an animal, is considered a valid kinyan. And the Gemara wants to bring a proof to that issue from the following braisa. Toshma, Shnaim Shayim Moshchem Begomel, if two individuals were pulling a camel, or manhigim bechamor, or leading a donkey, or shayachad moshech vechad manik, or if we have two people working together, one is pulling and one is leading, b'midazois kanu, this is considered an effective kinyan. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, loylam ekana, it's not considered a valid kinyan, only if by gomel pulling is done, because that is the normal way of leading a camel through pulling, van haga bechamar, or leading a donkey, for again, that is the normal way of leading a donkey by leading it. Points out the Gemara, Ketanimius, the Brisa said, that even the Tanakhama says that Moshech or Manig are considered Moshech or Manig in. Only Moshech and Manig are considered valid kinyonim. Avrochov, riding itself, loy, is not considered a valid kinyon. And the Rishonim ask the obvious question, does our Tana have to mention all the types of kinyonim that we should say that the fact that the Tana omitted roichiv, it's a proof that roichiv is not a kinyon? Perhaps the Tana didn't mention roichiv, but that doesn't mean, because he's not mentioning all types of kinyonim, but that doesn't mean that roichiv is not a valid kinyon. So Rishonim explain, if we've been learning yesterday's shiur and today's shiur mitzvah Hashem, that there's a question if roichiv is or isn't a kinyan. And that means it's not obvious that roichiv is a kinyan. So if this braisa is coming to list what types of kinyonim are effective, and if roichiv were indeed effective, the Tana should have certainly mentioned roichiv. It's not obvious that roichiv works. It must be the fact that the Tana omitted roichiv. It must be because roichiv indeed is not an effective kinyan. Answer the Gemara, no. Hu adin, we could argue that filo roichiv, the roichiv is a valid kinyan. V'hadik tani moshe manik. So why does the Tanakhama only mention moshe gumanik? He should have mentioned roichiv also. Lafuke midrabi Yehuda. Because the entire point of the Tanakhama is just to show that he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Domer, the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda held, as we just learned, Achdehe Mashiach b'gomol v'nahog b'chamor. Only Mashiach by gomol and hanog b'chamor is effective. Kamash Malon, that's why the Tanakhama has to teach us that he disagrees, and he holds afil ipcha namikani, it isn't limited to Mashiach by gomel and hanog b'chamor, but even vice versa, it would be effective kinyonim. Ask the Gemara, ichochi lervinu v'lisnenu, if the point of the Tanakhama is to teach us that Mashiach is always effective and hanhoga is always effective, so the Tanakhama should have just made one blanket statement. Shnayim shayimoshchen manhigim, if two people are either doing Mashiach or Anhaga, Bein Begomel, Bein Bechamar. And that would make the point that he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that only Mashiach works by Gomel and Anhaga works by Chamar. And as the Ramban explains, until this point of the Gemara, we didn't know what the purpose of the Tanakhama statement was. We could have said that the Tanakhama is just coming to teach us various types of kinyonim that are effective. But now that the Gemara pointed out that the entire purpose of the Tanakhama statement is just to refute Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda is limiting what types of kinyanim are effective. And the Tanakhama is not agreeing, so he could have made his point in a much stronger way by making one blanket statement that Meshicha, Hanhaga, Gamo, Chamar are always effective. Why does the Tanakhama differentiate between Gamar and Chamo? Answers the Gemara, Ikachat Sad Leikani. The Tanakhama will agree that there is one situation that doesn't work, even according to him. Ikad Amri, according to one version, it is Meshicha b'chamor, that the Tanakhama will agree that Meshicha is not effective kinyan by chamor. V'ikad Amri, and another version has it, that Anhoga b'gomel, that it's Anhoga by gomel, that the Tanakhama will agree doesn't work. And that's why the Tanakhama had to separate chamor for gomel, because if we made the one blanket statement, as the Gemara suggested, it would mean that Meshicha and Anhaga are always effective, whether it's a Chamor or a Gomel, and that isn't quite true, because the Tanakhama will agree that in one of those situations, it's not effective. But there's a very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand this Teretz of the Gemara. Most Rishonim seem to learn that the Gemara is now saying that the Tanakhama agrees either by Meshicha b'chamor or by Hanhoga by Gomo that it's not an effective means of a kinyan. However, the Rambam says that the Tanakhama will certainly hold that if somebody just did Meshicha b'chamor or just did Hanhoga b'Gomo, it certainly will be an effective kinyan. The entire discussion here that the Gemara is saying that the Tanakhama will agree it's not an effective kinyan is in a situation where we have either a chomer or a gomel. We're not exactly sure, the Gemara is not conclusive, and one person did Meshicha and one person did Anhaga. And as we learned in the previous year, if there are two different people doing two different kinyanim on an animal at the same time, we look at which is the superior type of kinyan. And that's the issue, says the Rambam, that the Tanakhama is now addressing according to the Teretz of the Gemara. That the Tanakhama will agree that either Meshicha b'chamor versus Hanhaga is considered inferior, or will hold that Hanhaga by Gomel versus Meshicha is considered inferior. But if somebody just did it without anybody else, all kinyanim the Tanakhama would hold are effective. Ika, the Maisa Masefa. Others want to bring the proof that Roichiv is not considered an effective kinyan from the Sefer. And as the Rishonim point out, usually we define the word Maisiv as to ask a question. Here Maisiv means to bring a proof. Is the Maisa Masefa someone to prove that Roichiv is not an effective means of kinyan from the Sefer? Because the Sefer says, in the opinion of the Tanakhama, but midazukana, only these types of act, Meshicha, Hanhaga, will be effective kinyanim. But midazud lamuti, what is it coming to exclude? My love, lamuti rochev, it's coming to exclude that rochev will not be an effective means of kinyan. So the Gemara loy, when he says to midazu, it means lamuti ipcha, to come to teach us that if the opposite of what was mentioned in the Braisa, that means Hanhoga by Gomel or Meshicha by Chamor will not be effective. That's what the Tanakhama means with the words B'midazukana. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that the Tanakhama says that only Meshicha works by Gomel and only Hanhoga works by Chamor, Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that the exact same opinion as Rabbi Yehuda? So where's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? That can't be what the Tanakhama means to say. It says the Gemara, Ik v'nayu tzarecha d'loikona. As we said before, what the Tanakhama means to say, that he is not as strict as Rabbi Yehuda, but he's not as liberal as we originally thought. We originally thought that according to the Tanakhama, Meshicha will work both by Chamor and Gomel, and Anhaga will work both by Chamor and Gomel. teaches us the Gemara is the Amri. The Tanakhama will agree that there is one situation that will not be effective. Either is the Amri Mashiach b'chamor, the Mashiach will not be affected by chamor, v'ikad Amri hanhaga b'gomol will be not effective. So the Gemara continues to discuss this question, if Roichiv is considered a valid kinyan. Tashma, echad rochiv chamor, if somebody is riding on a donkey, v'echad tofes b'mesera, and another person is holding on to the mesera. Zeh kana chamor, the person who's riding makes a kinyan in the chamor, v'zeh kana mesera, and the person that's holding the mesera has a kinyan in the mesera. But what do we see from here? Shmamina, isn't this a clear proof that Rochav is Kainan? The Rochav is considered a valid Kinyan. Ask the Rishonim that in our previous year, the Gemara identified that Rameyer certainly holds that Rochav is a valid Kinyan. For we learned that Rameyer holds that if Yosha B'Kroin, if somebody's sitting in a wagon that's being led by Kliyim, he's Soifig Aboyim, he gets Malkus for the Aveir of Kliyim. So ask the Rishonim, why is this Braisa a problem with Shmuel? Shmuel will say that this Braisa is following the opinion of Rameya. So some Rishonim respond, as the Gemara actually said in the previous daf, that according to Rameya, if Yoshev is considered a significant act, then Rochav is certainly considered a significant act. So for the Braisa to tell us that Rochav is Kanoi, according to Rameya, it's obvious. And the Braisa isn't coming to teach us something which is so very obvious. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different answer. Pnei Yeshua says that as the Gemara in the previous year quoted the Braisa, the Mishnah in Masechta Kliyim, the original version of the Mishnah had Rameya holding that Yoshev is Potter and the Chacham holding that Yoshev is Chayiv. Shmuel then went and reversed the opinions in that Mishnah, having the Chacham hold Yoshev Potter and Rameya hold Roichiv is Chayiv. Why did Shmuel do so? Because he wanted that the Chacham's opinion should be consistent with the opinion that we find in other Mishnayos and Braises. But now, if we will say that this Braise is saying that Rochav is considered a Kinyan, then Shmuel, says the Pnei Yeshua, would have no reason to reverse the opinion of the opinions in the Mishnah. We would have the Rabban and the Mishnah hold that Yoshev gets Malkus by Kliyim, and we would say that this Braisa also follows the opinion of the Rabbanim. If we see that Shmuel went out of his way to reverse the opinion stated openly in that Mishnah between Ramei and the Chachamim, it must be because Shmuel holds that Rochav is the accepted halacha, is not Kaina. But if so, what is this Braisa? How are we going to understand this Braisa that clearly says that Rochav is a Kinyan? Answers the Gemara, Hachinami b'manik b'raglov. As we also said in the previous year, this Braisa is not speaking about a regular case of Rochav where somebody's riding on the animal. It's referring that somebody's moving the animal and he's moving it with his feet. So that's considered a full-fledged Mashicha. Ask the Gemara, if the person who was doing the Rochav did such a significant act, then why is he not kind of the Mesera if he did such a significant act? And as the Rishonim point out, the question of Ihochi is not really a question dependent on the previous teretz. In other words, usually when the Gemara uses the words Ihochi, what the Gemara means to do is that we said a teretz, but according to this teretz, this question opens up. Say most Rishonim, in this case, the Hachi is not dependent on the teretz that we just said. Rather, it's an independent question. If indeed Rochav is considered a valid Kinyan, and when one is koine an animal, he's koine everything that's on the animal also, So ask the Gemara, in this case, the person who's roichiv, who is saying is kind of the chamar, he should also be kind of the Masera, which is on the chamar. Says the Gemara, Ema, well, we have to say the Brisa says, Zekana chamar, the one that's roichiv does a kinyan in the chamor and also chatzi mesera. He ends up owning chatzi, half of the mesera. The zekana chatzi mesera, and he and the person that picks up the mesera is also kind of half of the mesera. Ask the Gemara, bishlam rochav kanu, that the rochav is kind of part of the mesera is very understandable. The kamagbalei bendas, this person who's running the animals bendas, he's doing a full-fledged kinyan in the animal, and the Mesera comes along. El Tafis for Mesera, the person that's holding on to the Mesera, but my Kani, how is he doing a kinyan? As we explained in the previous year also, in order for a kinyan of Hagbah to be effective on an item, we have to have either one person picking up that entire item, or two people picking up the item. Here, we have one person picking up the Mesera, but he's only picking up part of the Mesera. And the other part of the Mesera, although it's being nikna by the person riding on the animal, but he's not doing hagbah in that Mesera. And since he's not doing hagbah in that part of the Mesera, how could there be kinyan hagbah here at all? Says the Gemara, what it means to say is, Ema zek kana chamor v'kula mesera. The one that's riding will do a kinyan, will become the owner of the animal and the entire mesera, since it's connected to the chamor. And the one that's picking up the mesera will only be kinda mashatavs piyadoi, only what's actually in his hand. Because, as the Rishonim explained, what somebody picks up and what's physically in his hand, you don't even have to rely on kinyan hagbah. Whatever is actually physically in my possession is considered his. Ask the Gemara, Haimai, how can we understand such a ruling? Imtem tzloima, hamagbiya mitzila chaveroi, han kana chaveroi. Even if we'll follow the opinion that if I pick up something on your behalf, it will become, you will also become an owner of it. That's only if I pick it up when the intent that you should become the owner. In this case, the person who's picking up the Mesera, he's picking it up in order that he should be koinet. However, since he's not picking up the entire item, and the other half is also not being picked up, so he doesn't make any kinyan. So if he doesn't make any kinyan, so lachrina makni, does he have the ability to help that the roichiv should make a kinyan? The roichiv is not doing any effective kinyan. So since it's not effective for the person who's actually picking it up, it should not be an effective kinyan even for the person who's doing roichiv. So ask the Rishonim the obvious question. The Roichiv doesn't need the person who's picking it up to help him make a kinyan in the Mesera. His kinyan in the Mesera is a kinyan because he's being a Roichiv in the Chamor. And as we keep on saying, if you're a Roichiv in the Chamor, everything attached to the Chamor also becomes yours. So here, why do we need that the other person should be making a kinyan to help the roichiv? The roichiv can be making the roichiv's kinyan is not dependent on that other person. Answer the Rishonim. Absolutely. If somebody is a roichiv, an animal, and there's a mesera connected to the animal, then it's part of the kinyan of the animal is that he's also kind of the mesera. However, here, there's something blocking that ability to make a kinyan on the Mesera. The other individual holding the Mesera. So, therefore, that prevents his roichiv kinyan to be effective even on the Mesera. And he depends on the hagbah of the person who's actually lifting the Mesera. And of that, says the Gemara, if the person can't affect a Kenyan on his own behalf, how could he help the Roichiv establish a Kenyan on what he will have in the Mesera? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, rather the way to understand, the Braisa says Rav Ashi, Zekona Chamor Ubeis Pagya, the Roichiv is Kona, the entire Chamor, and whatever contraption is next to, which is part of the connected to the Chamor, Vizeh, and the other one is Kona Mashtos Biyada, Vashar, and the part in between, Loikona Loizeh Veloizeh, neither is Koinet. The one that did that ball is not Koinet because he doesn't have that actually in his hands, and there's no Hagbah on the other half, and the Roichiv is only Koina what's actually on the donkey itself. Anything that's not on the donkey itself, especially since we have, as we just said a moment ago, the Hagbah of the other individual preventing him, he won't be able to be Koina. Rav Avuah says, Loilam Kedektani. We could go back to the original version of what the Braisa said, that the one that holds the Mesera is Koina the Mesera. Aye, he didn't hold the entire Mesera. So the question is, how could that be an effective Kenyan? Says Rav Avuah, Hoy of Yachal Natko Levia Etzli. Since he could pull the Mesera off the animal and bring it to himself, even though he didn't actually do so, it's enough to be an effective Kenyan. However, comments the Gemara, for Hod Rav Avuah Berusahi. What Rav Avuah said is incorrect. If we will suggest the Rav Avuah's ruling is correct, what will be the halacha, says the Gemara, talus shimineches chetzi al gabe karka. You have a talus that's partially on the ground, chetzi al gabe omud, and partially upon a pillar, or bo echod v'gbiya chetzi al gabe karka, and somebody will come and lift only one end of the talus, the part that's on the karka, and leaving the part on the omud where it is, or bo acher, and now another individual will come v'gbiya chetzi al gabe omud. He'll pick up the half that was on the omud. Hachanami, will we say the kamakona or basloi konra, that the first Kenyan, since he could have picked up the entire item, is a valid Kenyan, and therefore the second Kenyan is not valid? Why? Because hoyv yochlan via natek levia atzloi, since the person could have schlepped it to him. If that would be correct, then we would have the following situation, that if the entire talus is on the ground and somebody lifted part of it, he doesn't acquire the entire talus because he can't bring it himself with one pull. It would just drag on the ground. If, however, somebody, if there's a situation where part of the talus is upon a pillar and somebody lifted the other part from the ground, he could acquire the entire talus because he could bring it to himself with one pull. However, says the Gemara, there is no Tana that makes such a distinction where there's a difference if part of the talus is on the ground and part of the talus is on a pillar, that there it will be an effective Kenyan if I just pull the part on the ground, versus if the entire talus is on the ground, it will not be an effective Kenyan. Since we don't see any such distinction, it must be because the halacha is that for Kenyan Hagbah to be a Kenyan Hagbah, you have to pick up the entire talus. And therefore it makes no difference if the entire talus is on the ground or part of the talus is on the ground and part of the talus is on the Amid. In both cases, unless you pick up the entire talus, you don't have a Kenyan. And therefore, Halahadar Rav Avuah, what Rav Avuah said, Berusahi, must be incorrect. Tashma. So the Gemara again wants to discuss this halacha. Is a roichiv koino or not? Tashma. Rav Elazar Omer. Roche besada. If somebody's riding on an animal in the sada, in the field, or manik be'ir, or somebody's leading it in the city, koino. Machlokes Rashi and the Rajba, how to understand the Gemara. Rashi says that Roichiv is kind of the sodder and not the ear, and Manik is kind of the ear, and certainly it's kind of the sodder. And that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. The Rajba, however, says the way to understand this opinion of Beleza is the Manig is only effective the ear, and Rochav is only effective the Sada. So, well, we see here that Rochav the Sada is effective, and it says the Gemara, Hachinami, it means Manig Beraglov. It doesn't mean a regular situation of Rochav. Ask the Gemara if Rochav here means Manig Beraglov, Yochai had a Manig, and the Bryce already mentioned Manig. And says the Gemara, Trey Gavni Manig. There are two types of Manig. There's Manig, a regular type of leading the animal, and there's a situation of Manig Beraglov. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that it's Manig Beraglov, that's what Rochav means here. So, Yehochi Rochav be in my Tamalekana. Why will it be an effective Kenyan? Omer of Kahana. This is not what somebody typically does in the city, and since it's not done in the city this way, it's not an effective kinyan. Amleir of Ashler of Kahana, or of Ashi Aser of Kahana. If you're saying now that in determining if a kinyan is a valid kinyan, we look at the time, we look at the place, El Ma'ato, if so, Higbia Arniki B'Shabbos, if somebody lifted a wallet on Shabbos, which certainly it's not the way of people to pick up wallets on Shabbos, given that a wallet is muktzah. Will you say that if somebody picked up a wallet on Shabbos, he's not kinder the wallet? Of course he's kinder. Even though he maybe didn't do something which is normally done, it's still a valid kinyan. Hachanami, he asks, even though perhaps it's not derech lirka bi'ir, my the oven oved v'kani. Says the Gemara, the Braisa here is referring to a situation of Mecca Chumemkerskinen, where somebody selling something to somebody else. Domele, and the animal seller said to the buyer, Kni Kederach Shmei Adam Koinem. Buy it, the Kenyan should be in the way people normally do a Kenyan. And now the halach is as follows. E Rishus Harabim, if it's a Rishus Harabim that is riding the animal, Kone, in the town where there's a lot of traffic, people ride on the animal. Otherwise, they're concerned they're going to get separated from the animal. The Adam Choshev, who? If the person is Adam Choshev, Kani, he's always Kaina, because Adam Choshev, it's more dignified for him to ride on the animal than to lead the animal. And even where there is no traffic, it's customary that he should ride, and it'll be effective kinyan. Similarly, the ishihi, if she's a woman, and she's usually not strong enough to hold the animal in check just by leading it, she always rides the animal to keep control of the animal. And again, Tanya, she's kind of the animal by riding it. The inish zilahu, if a person is not such a dignified individual, again, he doesn't mind riding, and wherever he goes, riding will be a kinyan. Only an average person who isn't specifically dignified or not, he's not very wealthy, he's not very poor, he will lead an animal on foot, but only in a place where there is no traffic congestion. Al-Gemara mentioned that a magbia arniki b'Shabbos, if somebody picks up a wallet on Shabbos, he's kainah. Daruch HaShulchan says that this Gemara's a proof can be used to answer a very fundamental shaila. We know the halacha is that mekech u'memkar, doing business on Shabbos, is also. The question that comes up is, can somebody lift up an item which is hefker in order to be kinyan on Shabbos? Says Daruch HaShulchan that our Gemara is a proof that picking up an hefker item is mutter on Shabbos. For he says, if picking up a hefker item were usur on Shabbos, then why does the Gemara have to point out that the issue here is that it's an arniki, and that it's mukso, it's also to do mekach u'mekach b'shabbos. I'm not allowed to pick up something that's hefker. The fact that the Gemara is only focused on the issue that it's mukso is a proof that from hefker you're allowed to pick up something on Shabbos. It's not considered mekach u'mekach b'shabbos. However, the Shevet Sofer qualifies Darach HaShulchan's Psak. He says there are two types of situation of hefker. There's one situation where I'm walking in the street and I find something which is hefker and I lift it up. That, says the Shevet Sofer, as Darach HaShulchan says, is mutter. But there's another situation, and that is where I'm mafker an item with the intent, and you see that I'm mafker it, and you go and you're coin it. That is more similar to mekach u'memker. There's the mafker and somebody who's picking up from hefker, and even though it's being picked up from hefker, says the Shevet Sofer, that is more similar to mekach u'memker would be osur on Shabbos. In general, if somebody were to find a metzia on the street on Shabbos, the Rosh, based on our Gemara, says that if there's any isser involved in picking up that metzia, you should not pick up the metzia. The Rambam says that if somebody finds a metzia, he is allowed to try to be koine it. If he does it in a derech which is mutter, that means he carries it pachas midalat amis. He carries it less than dalat amis in rishus harabim. Then the Rambam says it's mutter. The Chasam Sofer and the Shulchan Aruch Rav both clearly indicate, however, that if I'm walking in the street in Shabbos and I see somebody's wallet, even though it is a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda, I should not pick up the wallet in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda, even if it only involves Chil Shabbos Rabbon. The Mefarshim ask, we have quoted many times the opinion of Rava Masechta Temura that says, Kamilsa da Amar Rachmana loy Savid, I ovid loy mahani. That anything that the Torah says one should not do, if one did that, it will not be effective. So ask the Mefarshim, if the halacha is one is not allowed to pick up muksa on Shabbos, then the halacha ought to be that if somebody picked up a muksa item on Shabbos, loy mahani, he shouldn't have a kinyan, because you're not allowed to pick up muksa on Shabbos. So many answers are offered to this question. One answer that's suggested is that the concept that Rava says of the Ovid Loimahani is only by Yisuri Deraisa. Muks is only Asum Drabonim. Another teretz, that it's only said where there is no permissible manner of doing this act. Here, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to pick up the wallet because it's Muksa. But during the week, you could certainly pick up the wallet. There we don't have this rule. Along the same lines, the Isser, the concept of Yovid Loi Mahani, is only by something which is Osir all of the time. This Isser is only an Isser on Shabbos, on Yontif. There we don't have the concept of Yovid Loi Mahani. One final teretz that we say, I think we've quoted it previously, is the teretz of Rekiva Eiga. Rekiva Eiga says that when does Rava say the concept of Kam Milsa D'Amar Rachmana Loi Savid Yovid Loi Mahani? Rava says it in a situation where by declaring the act invalid, we will have saved the person from doing an Isser. For example, if one is Mafresh Truma in an improper manner, by saying that his Hefroshes Truma was invalid, we saved the person from an Aveira. And therefore, Chazal declare, E Ovid Loi Mahani. However, in a situation where even if we'll declare his act invalid, the Aveira has already been done. Our Gemara, for example. This individual already picked up Muksa. By saying that the Kenyan wasn't the Kenyan doesn't change the reality that he did the Aveira picking up Muksa. There, Chazal did not employ the concept of E Ovid Loi Mahani. Says the Gemara, "Boy, Rebbe Lozer, Haim l'chaveira." If somebody says to somebody else, "Meshaych behema zu, do meshich in this behema, liknas kalim shalea," then ordered you should do that. The kalim that are on the animal should become yours. Mahu. what is the halacha? And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara's question is Meshicha. If somebody was buying the animal and there were items on the animal, certainly the Meshicha of the animal will be effective for the items on the animal. No different if I buy a box with contents in the box. If I Meshich the box, it's a kinyan on the items that are in the box. Here, however, he's only doing a kinyan in the behemoth. And the question is, he's not doing a kinyan in the behemoth, he's only doing a kinyan on the items. Will that be considered a valid meshicha on the item, for the items on the behemoth? That's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. There are other Rishonim that want to say that certainly it's not a valid kinyan meshicha if I'm not doing meshicha on the, if I'm only doing meshicha on the animal and I'm not taking ownership of the animal. And therefore they explain that the Gemara's question is, will this be a valid kinyan chatzar? Because the animal should be considered my chatzar, that I should be able to do a kinyan kalim because of kinyan chatzar. Ask the Gemara. Before we go further, let's just try to understand the wording. Liknois doesn't mean that he said to him, be liknois, mi amalei kni. Did he ever tell him to be kind of the kalim, that you would have a havamina, that it's a valid kinyan? Ella, what the question means is, as we said, v'shach behemazu, do meshicha on this behema, to kni kalim shalel. Mahu, what is the halacha? Mi Mahanya Meshicha the Behema? Will the Meshicha on the Behema, even though he's not taking ownership of the Behema, be effective Laknuya Kalim, to be a Meshicha on the Kalim? Eloi, it will not be effective. Amar Rava. Says Rava. E Amale, if the seller said to the buyer, Kni Behema, the Kni Kalim, buy the Behema and buy the Kalim on it, Mi Kani Kalim, would that be a valid kinyan? Chatzim alachasi, it still shouldn't be a valid kinyan for the kalim, because it's a chatzim alachas, it's a moving chatzir, and we know the halach is the chatzim alachas loikana v'chi teima kish amda. That's referring to a situation where the animal is standing, and since the animal is standing, it's not considered a chatzim alachas. Ask the Gemara. We know that the rule is the kosh ilum ahalach laikana, that if it were walking or it's possible to walk, it's not a valid kinyan chatzar. So even when it's not actually walking, armid v'yayshiv also laikana, it's not a valid kinyan. So the Gemara v'hilchasa, the question Rabbi Elazar is asking, is in a situation of kfutza where the animal is bound. So then the animal can be put into the category of a chatzar. That's kaina. And now the Gemara's question is, if somebody will do this kinyan on the animal, will be valid for the kalim. Amalei, Rapapa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rishula, Rava, Elamata, if we're saying that a chotze mahalachis is not a valid kinyan, while bira alocha, if hoi mahalach besfino, if somebody is traveling in his boat, the kofts of dog give enough lutaycha svino, and fish jump into the boat. Hachanami, are we going to say the chatzim alechasi, that it's a moving chatzur and therefore v'loikani? Amalei. So he responded, Sfinach meinach naichu. The way to look at a boat is that a boat is actually at rest. It's just mayu hu dekamamtilei, it's the water that's moving the boat. And since the boat doesn't propel upon its by itself, it's not considered a chotzer mehaleches, and that's why it could be kaina. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, El Ma'ato, it was saying that a chotzer mehaleches is not a kinyan. Hois mehaleches b'shus harabim, if a woman was walking in the b'shus harabim, v'zark la get, and he throws a get to her, l'toich cheko, l'toich salta, and it lands in her lap, and or a basket, are we going to say hachanam de la megarsha, because it's a chotzer mehaleches? Amalei, says the Gemara, again the same teretz, kalsa meinach necha, the basket is really considered at rest. Iyo the kamasagi betusta. It's she that's walking behind it, and therefore it's not. Therefore, it's considered a kinyan chatzo. The Ravid asks, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, we know there's a kinyan called kinyan dalet amis. So why, in this case, even if she's walking, should she not be kinda the get? That the get should the get not be effective because of kinyan dalet amis? So Rishonim answer that in a case where we have the opportunity to do a kinyan deraisa or a kinyan derabbanon, we certainly follow the kinyan deraisa. Kinyan chatzur is a kinyan deraisa. Kinyan dalet amis, as we're going to learn, is only a kinyan derabbanon. So we say that a kinyan chatzur, we prefer to do a kinyan chatzur if it's at all a valid kinyan. Tosfos points out that even though our Gemara is saying that Sfina Menech Naicha, we look at the ship as if it's at rest, it's not considered completely at rest as regarding all areas of Halacha. It's only considered Menech Naicha as far as Hilchus Kinyonim are concerned, not as far as Hilchus Shabbos. Because he says, we find the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, that if somebody takes a knot and he puts it on the water, it's not considered Hanocha, and he would not be chayif. And the Gemara then goes on to ask, what would be the halacha if he put a knot on a keli, in a keli which is on the water? Will that be considered a hanocha or not? And the Gemara has that question. If we're going to say that everything that's in the water is considered nayach, what's the Gemara Masechta Shabbos question? Our Gemara just proved that something on water is considered Mayanech Naicha. So says Tosfos, from here we see that certainly it's considered not in all areas of Halacha Mayanech Naicha, only as far as Kinyan Chatzur is concerned. Tosfos goes on to say, the Rishonim go on to say, that certainly, even though we're saying that a Sfina is not considered Naichel Gab Shabbos regarding Hilchus Shabbos, it is considered Naichel regarding Hilchus Kinyonim, and it's certainly considered more Naichel than a moving woman. The next case of the Gemara, the woman walking and the get landing in her basket or her lap. It says in the Mishnah, Hayroichav Gab Behema, if somebody's riding on an animal, Vras Metzia, and he saw Metzia, Vamel Chaver Tanoli, and he tells somebody else, give that Metzia to me. Not law, and the other person took it. Vomer, and he says Zachisiba, I took it on my own behalf. Zachaba, it becomes his, and not the person that saw it. And as the Rishonim point out in the Shita, even though this person was riding, so he clearly saw it first because he was sitting higher on top of the animal, it doesn't change that if the person who picks it up says, I'm picking it up on my behalf, the person riding and seeing it doesn't become the owner of the animal. However, if after the person who picked it up gives it to the person riding in the animal, and Mishnasan Loi, he gave it to him, and then he changes his mind and says, I took it for myself, Loyamaklum, that's nothing, and the rider keeps it. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says, in Masechta Peya, Mishalikinis Peya, if somebody's collecting Peya, Vamarezu Laploinin, he says, this payah should be for this specific oni. Rabbi Lazar Mazachaloi, he is zoichin it for that oni. V'chama oimrim yitnani loni anim sarishin. It's not considered valid. Rashi and other Rishonim say that the machlokes of Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim is only if somebody else picked up the item. But if the owner of the field picked up the item, certainly, says Rashi, it would be ineffective even according to Rabbi Elazar, because the Baal HaSada could never do this. Other Rishonim disagree and say they could even be referring to the Baal HaSada. The Stipler explains this Machlokes Rishonim in the following manner. He says, according to Rashi, the Torah says the words Tazoif, that the owner of the field has to leave Peya. The Torah, by using the word Tazoif, says the Stipler according to Rashi, means that he always has to leave it, and he can have no share in this, in giving the payah or in administering the payah. The other Rishonim say that what the Torah means is as long as the owner is an Ashir, he can have no share in it. But if he will become an Ani, as we'll see in a moment, that he too could have a share in being Zeichet for himself or for someone else. The machlokes here is in a case where rich men try to pick up, who can't collect pay himself, try to pick it up on behalf of a poor man. The Rebbe Elazar Sover, since if he wanted, he could have become a poor person by being mafkir as nechasim. If I have ani b'chazile, and then he would be eligible to receive payah, hashta nami. So he's also considered now already in that category. And furthermore, so the combination of these two migois, it's effective. Ask the Mefarshim, which person would be mafkir his nechasim to be able to collect payah and to be able to be zoich in the payah for someone else, that we could even suggest that there is this type of migui? Say the Mefarshim that the Hefker that we're discussing here doesn't have to be a full-fledged type of Hefker that's done Barabbim. The Hefker here could even be a Hefker that somebody does Beinoy LeBeinatzmai, just in the privacy of his own home, which Midoraisa is an effective Hefker. So to do that type of Hefker, why not? Rabbanan Tzavri, the Rabbanan however hold, Chad Migui Aminan, one Migui is said, Tre Migui Lo Aminan, we don't say. Ava Ma'ani L'Ani, if the person that was being Zoicha in this payah on behalf of another person was already an Ani, the Rehako Zochaloi, everybody will agree that it's effective. The Migui the Zochala Nafshe, Zochanami L'Chavre. Omle Rav Nachman L'Ula, V'Leima, why don't you say, Ma'ani l'ani machloikis, that even in a case of one ani for another ani, it should also be a machloikis. The mitzia, the situation of a mitzia, hakolani metzloi, we're all equal in being able to be entitled to mitzia. V'tnan, we just learned in our Mishnah, hay roich of a gav behema, v'ras mitzia, v'am l'chaveir t'nali, I'm running on the donkey, on the animal, I tell my friend, pick up the mitzia on my behalf, not law, and he picked it up, v'am ani z'chisaba, z'chaba. He has acquired it himself. The Mishnah is obviously referring, says the Gemara, in a situation where he had a mind to pick it up on my behalf. Yet, it's not considered effective. So, if we'll say ani l'ani machlokes, and we're saying that there is an opinion that holds migi d'zoch, we don't say migi d'zoch l'nafshe zoch l'chavrei. So, masnis nami will be able to explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Drabonin, and saying we don't say the concept of migi d'zoch l'nafshe zoch l'chavrei. Ala i'amrit, if we're going to say that the entire machlokes is only mi asher l'ani machlokes. That's the only situation we have a machlokes. Ava ma'ani l'ani divri hakel zochaloi. Because we say migi de zochal nafshe, zochal chavrei hamani, then who will be the tan of our Mishnah? Loi rabbanon v'loi Reb Elazar. Why can't somebody else pick up the item on my behalf? Amalei, so responds Ula, Masnisan, our Mishnah is referring to the case, Damat Chila, where a person picked it up and said, I picked it up on my own behalf. That means, indeed, if he would say, I picked it up on your behalf, it would be a valid Zachia, because Miga de Zachla Nafshe, Zachla Chavri. Here, however, he's claiming, I didn't pick it up for you, I picked it up for myself. Hachinam Mistabra, and the Gemara says, that seems to be pshat in the Mishnah. The Tani Sefer, could the Mishnah continue to teach us that in Mishnah Nosala, if after he gave it to the rider, then he says, Ani Zachisi Batchila, I took it for myself first, Layam Klum. What he said is meaningless. So the question is, Tchila B'Sefer Lomeli. What does it mean when he says Tchila? Pshita, Afagav de Layam Tchila, even if he doesn't say that I took it for myself first, all he said is, I picked it up for myself. What he means is, I picked it up for myself before you got it. Elalav, what is the Mishnah teaching us? Reisha the Amat Chila. That's only in the first case where he says that I picked it up for himself, where the person who picked it up says he picked it up for himself first. That's why the person who saw it is not Zoich in it. But if he would have picked it up indeed on behalf of the person who saw it, the halach is it would be the person who saw it, the riders, because migdah zachal nafshe zichal lechavrei. Rav Nachman, the idach Rav Nachman, how will he explain this word tchila in the sefer? Tana sefer legluya reisha. The Mishnah uses the word sefer in the Mishnah uses the word tchila in the sefer to help us understand the reisha. Sefer, it's only in the sefer where the person says tchila. Reisha, it's where the loyam tchila, that even if he didn't say tchila, that means even when he didn't have intention to pick it up, even if he intended to pick it up for the rider, he didn't say tchila that he had a mind to pick it up for himself. Still, it will not be a valid kinyan on behalf of the rider, because we do not say, according to Rav Nachman's explanation of the Rabbanan, migad zochle nafshe zochle chavrei.